Yud Aleph Shvat Siman Nun Gimel Lacha Gimel. I'm going to Siman Nun Dal Lacha Gimel. We're starting off with fruits that a person was soaking or cooked, and the purpose was to create a broth. So the halacha is you make a shahakul niyavidoi. Again, this is different than what we learned yesterday, which is called meshlokas, where a person is cooking and he's cooking a vegetable, and he's cooking a vegetable in order to create a thick broth. We said the bracha is bar pi adama. Here, first of all, we're speaking about fruits. And we already mentioned that fruits is different than vegetables. And the purpose here of the fruits is really totally for the sake of the broth. So therefore, the bracha is shakel. So what is an example? So surprisingly, coffee and tea. If you think about it, what's coffee? Coffee shouldn't be a bar pi eitz or bar pi adama, depending on the plant. Why the coffee plant, the coffee beans? Tea, depending on what the tea is made of. So really, it should retain its bracha. Usually, it probably will be a bar pi adama type of plant. But nevertheless, since here, the entire purpose is for the broth. That means for the liquid itself. So therefore, that's the reason why you make a bracha shakan yavidoi. It's not so simple. Tosis discusses this, and in fact, some places can say when it comes to chocolate, hot chocolate, made with what's called avkat chocolate, the powder. Not so simple that it's not actually bar pi eitz. In fact, the Shlomo Zalman held on kubiyot chocolate, meaning regular chocolate, make a bar pi eitz. The mice, the minigas, to say shahakol. So all these places make shahakol. Similarly, when it comes to beer, whether it's made of dates, whether it's made of barley, all these types of schnapps that we have, we make a shahakol nivedvah. When it comes to vegetables or fruits that a person pickles in water. So he also, even though technically speaking, you have all the examples that the kids are quotes, gherkins, cucumbers, rhubarbs, gourds, beets, cabbage, all these things that a person pickles and the person eats the pickles themselves. Technically speaking, you would think, okay, so maybe this is the type of vegetables that are being soaked in liquid and therefore the liquid should retain the same bracha, but no. Here, the entire purpose of soaking it or pickling it is really for the items themselves. So therefore, it lowers the standard of the broth itself from being the same level as the item itself, meaning the vegetable, rather it becomes a shakel. So even though, again, there's a taste of fruit in the broth itself, you're still going to make a shahakol, not bar pi adama. Now, if a person actually ate with the broth a vegetable and he made bar pi adama, and he wants to drink the broth, so here there's an actual doubt. Does he make a shahakol nivedoi? No, it's really tafel to the bar pi adama that he already made. So the kizur says avoid it or make a bracha on something else. Sometimes, by the way, we have things that are left over. You know, let's say, well, we're going to get to tafel nekir if you make a bread, it's a Birmingham zazz and cereal with milk, and you have a little bit of milk left off, so it's ready, it's tafel, it's ready exempt. See, it's a little bit different, because it's not clear what the status of the broth is. When a person made a, after he ate the vegetables, when he wants to eat the broth. Okay, so that's why it's a suffix. When it comes to fruits and vegetables and beans, that a person cooked in a liquid that has already its own taste. So, for example, you're cooking vegetables in vinegar or borscht, or milk. So, even though we learned that when you're, let's say, cooking vegetables in water, so the water, if it becomes a broth, and it's a, we call the viscosity, meaning it's, in Hebrew, they call it samich, that means it's a little bit thick. So, it becomes a bar pi adama. Here it's different because it already has its own, what's called atzmi, it has its own essence of its own bracha, its own taste. So therefore, the halacha is that shahakol nivedoi, it doesn't change it. When it comes to raisin wine, so this is complicated and interesting. The person already pointed out that it's not so common by us. So therefore, we don't speak so much. They're not an extensive discussion. But the pashut pshat is like this: according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you have these raisin waters. Depends raisin wine. Depends how much really moisture there is. So the Kitzur tells you that if you crushed them and was soaking them in water for the purpose of drinking, not for the eating of the raisins themselves, if it's 3 days and it becomes fermented, and after 3 days you threw them into a liquid, meaning you removed, you poured out the liquid into another utensil, so that mashke, that liquid, is considered full wine. And you make a bar pi agavin, and then afterwards you make a ben shalosh. And anytime you need wine, you're going to be yotze. Again, these tzimukim, you have to see that these raisins have to have a a the ratio has to be 1 to at least more than 1 to 6, which is something we already learned before. That in general, when it comes to water versus wine, or the concentration of wine, has to be 1 to 5. I mean, 1 to 6 is already a problem. So all this, like I said, is not so negative because we're not this so common. But if a person has a shaila when it comes to raisin wine, so definitely you'd have to ask a good shaila when it comes to these things. Okay, simon dalet ikavatafa. So here we get to one of the most complicated shailas. Ikavatafa really pashut means that you have something that's the main, and then something that's really is just secondary to the item, not as important. So then you make a bracha on the ikar. Now, of course, to define ikar tafel, what is that? How does that work? So pashut, as we're going to see in the halacha, it means that the tafel, the secondary item, it's called the subordinate item, is really there only because it's serving in some way the main. That means it's not that you wanted also to eat this subordinate item. So I'll give a simple example. I'm going to get to all these different examples. One of the examples, a classical, is the ice cream cone that Moshe finds in Zechariah, who speaks about ice cream cone with ice cream. So there's two cones. There's those, I don't want to say bad things about cones, but the non-tasting cones that literally taste like cardboard. So that is clearly only there to hold the ice cream, or to somehow make the ice cream, so to speak, and be able to eat it. So therefore, you don't make any bracha on that. You don't make mezonos, even though technically speaking, it's made of flour. But then there's the tasty ones, the delicious ones filled with sugar. So then you make a bracha on that, and you also make a bracha on the ice cream. That's a good example of tafel v'ikar. Now the kitzur gives based on the Gemara. The Gemara gives actually quite a chiddush because it's using even bread. The kitzur based on the Gemara speaks about someone that's weak, and he has to eat a salty fish. Okay, that's at the doctor's how that works, but that's what's recommended. Or radish, I guess maybe something that's sharp. But these things are so sharp that in order to really make them palatable, he also has to eat some bread to sweeten, almost take away the sharpness. Or let's say a person wants to drink schnapps, but in order to tolerate the sharpness of the schnapps, so he eats afterwards a little bit of bread or fruit. So here, pashup shat, you make a bracha on the ikar. So let's say the example is on the fish. And then the tefillah, you do not need to make a bracha. So that means you're pulling out a piece of bread. And it could be even the size of kazayas, size of kebaya, and you do not wash your hands, you don't make a bracha. That's a pashut, that's the halacha. The mice of the place can be very nervous about this. Eating bread without a bracha, it sounds wild. And how do you know the shalach kodesh, so they quote, how do you really know that you're not eating it because you really enjoy it? Another example is you go sometimes to a kiddush and they have these herrings and kichel. So you have the example, the kichel has, some of the kichels have zero taste. So again, it's just similar to what I told you about the cone, same thing with the cones and the ice cream. But then there's kichels that are tasty. So it's hard to say that that's really considered, eating herring. So clearly you should make a shakal on the herring, and then you should make a mezonos on the cookie and the kichel, because at the end of the day, you're enjoying it. If you're really only eating it because you want to eat the saltiness of the herring so bad and you can't handle it, then that's eating the kichos, then you really don't have to make a bracha on it. Now the kitzur goes on to say that's only when you're eating the ikur and then you ate the tafel. If it's out of order, it means you're eating the tafel before. So that's much more complicated. Because to eat the tafel before the ikur, that already is a problem. Now there's another condition also. The kitzur teaches us that stop when eating the ikur and then eating the tafel. And when you made the bracha on the ikur, you had in mind to have the tafel. Or at least you used to. I'll give you an example. You're eating, let's say, rice cakes. And usually you have rice cakes with peanut butter on it. So let's say you're not a type of person that eats scoops, spoonfuls of peanut butter. So if you made a bracha on the rice cakes, and then you want to make, and then you want to have shmir with peanut butter spread, so that halachically would be okay. And lastly, which is what we just mentioned, if a person eats a tafel before the ikar, let's say what's an example, a person wants to drink wine or schnapps, but he doesn't want to drink schnapps or wine, on an empty stomach. That could be he'll get drunk or something. So he eats something small, so then you have to make a bracha. But since we said that it's really tafel, so here's a big chiddush. You have to make a bracha, but it loses, it gets downgraded to a lower bracha because at the end of the day, it's really just subordinate. So therefore, the halacha is you make shakal and yevudah, but some argue, and therefore, to avoid such a problem, it's best to eat first, let's say, to drink a little bit of schnapps And then this way you already had the ikar first, and you make a bracha on that, and then the tefillah won't be a problem to be eaten without any bracha at all.